Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2566. What is debt settlement and how does it work? By James Labrides of DebtMD.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily, where I'm here with you each and every day to read from some of the world's best finance blogs. So with that, let's get right to today's article as we optimize your life. What is debt settlement and how does it work? By James Labrides of DebtMD.com. In a nutshell, debt settlement organizations help you negotiate or settle your debt to creditors and debt collectors. Debt settlement can be a financial lifesaver if you've hit the limit on all your credit cards and find yourself getting deeper in debt. How does debt settlement work? When you decide to go the debt settlement route, a representative from the debt settlement company will work with your creditors to lower the debt you owe and help you get out of the red and back in the green. Your representative will create a debt settlement plan specifically for your situation. The goal is to resolve all your debt owed to credit card companies, medical facilities, and other debtors. Your outcome with the settlement should be less than the total amount you owe. Once the plan is created, you'll have a lump sum payment due each month. The debt settlement company typically asks you to transfer the money every month into an escrow-like account managed by a third party not affiliated with the debt settlement company until you reach the payoff amount that you and the creditor settled on. You'll probably be instructed to stop making monthly payments to the credit card companies, medical facilities, and any other debtor included in the debt settlement. Is debt settlement risk-free? While a debt settlement organization may be able to resolve one or more of your debts, there are still risks you need to consider. You should answer these five questions before you enroll in a plan. Number one, will there be tax consequences for debt forgiveness? Depending on your situation, there may be tax consequences for debt forgiveness. If the creditor forgives a portion of your debt, that amount could be considered taxable income on your federal income taxes. You should consult with your tax accountant, advisor, or attorney to find out how debt settlement may affect your federal income tax. Number two, will you be able to cover the monthly payment for 3 or more years? When you agree to a debt settlement plan, you're required to deposit money in an account for about 36 months or more until your debt is settled. Check your budget very carefully to see if you'll be financially capable of the monthly payments for the length of the plan before signing anything. If you think you'll have trouble making these payments, debt settlement may not be the best plan for you. Number three, will you be able to settle all of your debt? Unfortunately, your creditors are not obligated to agree to a settlement of your debt to them. That said, there's a possibility that the debt settlement company may not be able to reach an agreement with some of your debts. For those debts you can't settle, you'll still be required to pay them each month regardless of your debt settlement plan. Number four, how does this impact my credit rating or score? Your representative at the debt settlement organization may persuade you to stop sending payments directly to your creditors. You need to realize that this could have a damaging impact on your credit report and credit score. You may even continue to accrue late fees, higher interest rates, and penalties on the debt owed. Also, creditors and debt collectors may call to collect payment from you, although there are laws that prevent them from harassing you. And number 5, what fees will I incur working with a debt settlement company? Most debt settlement organizations are for-profit. Before you sign up with a debt settlement company, you need to ask what fees you will incur as the cost of doing business with them. Also, inquire if you'll be charged any fees for the savings account where you'll be transferring your monthly payment. What should you avoid when looking for a debt settlement company? When it comes to getting rid of debt, there's no shortage of scammers looking to make a buck off your desperation to be debt-free. You should stay away from any company that absolutely guarantees it can settle your debt. You should also avoid any debt settlement company if it neglects to inform you of the risks involved, bills any fees before it resolves your debts. By the way, this is prohibited under the FTC's telemarketing sales rule. Tells you that it can settle your debt for a guaranteed percentage reduction, such as 30 to 60% of the amount owed. Pushes a new government program to eliminate all your credit card debt. Promises it can make your debt go away or can be discharged for pennies on the dollar. Or tells you it can stop all debt collection calls. If it seems too good to be true, walk away. What should you expect from the debt settlement company? Before you enroll in a debt settlement service, the organization is required to provide you with the following information about the plan. Number 1, pricing and terms of services. The debt settlement company must reveal all fees and conditions of services. Number 2, offers to each creditor. The company must inform you how much money or the percentage of each outstanding debt you must save before an offer will be made to the credit card companies and debtors. Number 3, length of time before results are realized. The debt settlement company needs to tell you how many months or years it will take to get results before it will make an offer to each creditor for a settlement. And number 4, negative consequences of non-payment. If you're asked to stop making payments to your creditors, the debt settlement company must inform you of the potential negative consequences of stopping payments. This includes the negative impact on your credit report and credit score. You just listened to the post titled, "What is Debt Settlement and How Does It Work?" by James Lambridis of DebtMD.com. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If I was in a tough position with debt, I would work with a nonprofit credit counseling service before I would consider a debt settlement company that would require me to go delinquent on my debt. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau issued an article last year highlighting the dangers of working with debt settlement companies, also sometimes called debt relief or debt adjusting companies. Debt settlement could leave you deeper in debt than you were when you started. Most debt settlement companies will ask you to stop paying your debts in order to get creditors to negotiate and to collect the funds required for a settlement. But some of your creditors may refuse to work with the company you chose. These settlement companies also charge expensive fees, and in many cases, they won't be able to settle all of your debts. If that happens, the built-up penalties and fees on the unsettled debt may wipe out any savings the company achieves on settled debts. Stopping payments on your debt and avoiding the collection calls, as debt settlement companies will tell you to do, will have a negative effect on your credit score and could result in the creditor or debt collector filing a lawsuit against you. An alternative to a debt settlement company is a nonprofit consumer credit counseling service. These nonprofits can attempt to work with you and your creditors to develop a debt management plan that you can afford. They usually will also help you develop a budget and provide other financial counseling. Check out the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. They're a nonprofit network of certified financial counselors that can help you come up with a plan and negotiate your debt. And that'll do it for this episode. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll be back with you again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.